On the line with me now, on a completely different subject, is Elfie Seymour. Elfie, good morning to you.
Hiya.
How are you doing? Thanks very much for joining us now.
I'm very good. Thank you. No problem.
Elfie, you're an organiser with PPR, and there's a report that has documented the substandard housing conditions and the recurrent racist abuse that's been experienced by Syrian refugees. Can you just take it away from that and give us, what does that mean on a personal level? Someone somewhere, and I know you've got a couple of examples, are feeling that they're being targeted here.
Yes. Yeah, so basically, we were approached by six Syrian families who've been living in Belfast for some up to over 2 years, some around 6 months, who have been housed in houses with really poor conditions, rising damp, black mold, infestations of slugs and rats and faulty furniture. And these are all families who came through the UN Vulnerable Persons Resettlement Scheme. These are all families that were picked because of their health issues or because they were victims of violence or torture in war-torn Syria, and who came to Belfast seeking sanctuary. And unfortunately for these six families, they haven't found that sanctuary due to the housing conditions, all of which these six families are all housed in private landlord accommodation managed by Home Care, which is a private company that the housing executive uses to source temporary accommodation. But unfortunately, it hasn't been temporary for at least these six families we've been speaking to. On top of that, two of the women who've come forward have been facing serious and violent racist attacks from individuals where they live, which have been affecting them and their children. And we're talking about rubbish being emptied every day in front of their house, eggs thrown at their windows, the children being afraid to go out because when they're leaving the house, they're being beaten or humiliated or shouted at just when they're going to the local shops or something like that.
And this is West Belfast. Those are predominantly these homes are in.
Well, the six families that have come forward live in West Belfast, but they're our families housed all over Northern Ireland through the Syrian resettlement scheme. The ones that have come forward to us so far have been housed in West Belfast.
Okay, and we have the housing executive have issued a statement, and a spokesperson for the executive has said that the Syrian Vulnerable Persons Relocation Scheme has been in operation since December 2015, and they say that to date the majority of the 248 families, which accounts for 1,010 individuals, have settled into their accommodation with no issues. They say that those families arriving in Northern Ireland under the scheme have refugee status and therefore are treated as homeless applicants in accordance with the Northern Ireland homeless legislation. Those families are placed in private sector temporary accommodation pending a permanent housing solution. The housing executive said that all temporary accommodation is carefully sourced and inspected by the housing executive before any placement is made. They say that following the placement, periodic inspections are carried out, and if there's any disrepair, this is reported in the first instance to the private landlord. The housing executive say they are aware that the issues have been reported to the landlord and we are sure they will be addressed. And the housing executive say that they will closely monitor the situation to ensure that all necessary work is carried out. What do you think? What would be your response to that? Do you think
I've been in all of the houses myself, and any listeners or anybody can reach the report on our website, on the PPR website, which shows clear photographs of the conditions. No one can argue with the photographs. And I've been in all the houses of the six families who helped to write the report. And I've seen myself the conditions that they're living in. And you know, there's a father who speaks in the report that his daughter was born prematurely with a hemorrhaged lung. And there's a doctor's letter in the report, the doctor's urging to the authorities to say this family cannot live in this house because it's making the children even sicker. I think I can't believe that the housing executive has inspected these properties and then allowed families to continue living there. I can't accept that.
Yes, so go on ahead, 30 seconds just to finish.
Yeah,
the point.
We are calling to say that no more further public expenditure should be made to these landlords and management companies until they meet basic standards. I mean, the homes that I've been in fail to even meet basic, decent home standards, international standards. And until they do, we shouldn't be, public money should not be paid to these private landlords and management companies.
Okay. Alfie Seymour from PPR, thank you very much for your time this morning. We'll keep an eye and an ear on that.
Thank you.